Heaven in a Wild Flower by Shadaras. Narrated by Rhea314. Fandom Word of Honor. Pairing Wen Cushing, Jozushu. 1. Shufu wrapped his fingers around Jozushu's. Together, they dipped the brush in water, then ink, and pressed it precisely to the paper. Jozushu watched, entranced, as a flower bloomed in front of his eyes. Shufu released his hand. Your turn. Jozushu mimicked Shifu's motions, then delicately touched the brush to paper. What formed was not a blossom, but a blob, and Jozushu hissed in frustration. Again, Shifu said, just as when Jozushu practiced a new move and fumbled. Jozushu let out a breath, relaxed, and tried again. He will master this, too, in time. 2. Mama, look! Wen Cushing pointed to the plum tree growing beside their home. It's budding! She followed his gaze, smiling. That means spring is almost here. Once it blossoms, I'll get some branches and arrange them for you. Wen Cushing could imagine it already, a centerpiece for the family table.
They'll be almost as beautiful as you.
Mama ruffled his hair with a laugh. Let them bloom on the tree, Ashing. Then we'll see bees and birds and enjoy the fruit later in the year. Wen Cushing said, okay, and leaned into his mother, satisfied by the future she'd conjured. 3. 81 blossoms on a single branch, and every single one of them had a name. Jozushu let out a breath, feeling the weight of all those lives, and wished his Shufu hadn't left them so early. Flowers bloom in all four seasons, he murmured, stepping back from the painting. But even the year comes to an end. Carefully, he dipped a brush in red paint. Tian Chuang might know everything in the world, but he was still young and fallible. Jozushu painted the first blossom red as blood and promised he would not make the same mistake again. 4. The former Valley Master's manor burned, and Wen Cushing watched. The bodies he'd left inside to scream had fallen silent long ago. I think I'll plant an orchard there, he said, idly fanning himself. The soil will be rich.
What will you plant?
Gu Xiang asked. Anyone else would have died for asking such a question. For her, Wen Cushing simply said, plum, maple, walnut.
Can I plant flowers?
Wen Cushing laughed and turned, patting her hair with one blood-covered hand. Yes, Ashiang, you may. He couldn't give either of them their childhoods back, but he could give her this. 5. Jozushu glared at Wen Cushing and claimed it was because Wen Cushing irritated him. He knew he was lying, guarding against how his heart stuttered when Wen Cushing stopped to declaim poetry or smile in simple joy at a good meal. Jozushu admired Wen Cushing's martial arts openly. He was more glorious than anyone else Jozushu had seen, filled with wild brilliance which didn't follow any path Jozushu knew. He had a guess as to where Wen Cushing might have been planted to bloom so riotously. He did not want to learn if he was right. 6. Ashu, which looks better? Wen Cushing asked, fluttering two fans, one in each hand, at Jozushu. Since Jozushu ignored him, after a pause, Wen Cushing set both of them down and said, or, perhaps Ashu wishes to decorate my fans himself. He's a noble man. Surely he could paint graceful peach blossoms for me. Joseph Shu scoffed and stepped away. You're decoration enough on your own. Wen Cushing laughed and darted after him. What do I decorate, Ashu? You? Joseph Shu didn't answer, but he slowed down and let Wen Cushing catch up and walk at his side. 7. He has your style, Joseph Shu said as they watched Zhang Shengling. Wen Cushing bumped his knee against Joseph Shu's. It's closer to yours. Zhang Chengling stumbled over air and turned it into an almost graceful kickflip as he bounced off his hands. Joseph Shu laughed, shook his head. That's all his own. He's growing well to blossom under adversity. Who's that from? Joseph Shu asked, curious about the frame more than the answer. Both of us. Wen Cushing smiled. But himself, most of all. Joseph Shu hummed agreement and leaned against Wen Cushing, enjoying the rare moment of peace. 8. You really like him? Wen Cushing asked, skeptical despite how much atrocious flirting and loyalty he'd seen growing. Between his Guxiang and Sao Weining, you aren't going to get bored or change your mind? Guxiang shook her head, sending braids flying. Just like you won't get bored of Joshu. There were several issues with that comparison, but Wen Cushing let them slide. If you're sure, he said, then I'll prepare a dowry. He was caught off guard by both her hug and the sorrow filtering through his heart. It was time to let her flower under the sun. 9. You fool! Joseph Shu hissed, quickly locking Wen Cushing's acupoints to stop his bleeding. You leave yourself open now? Wen Cushing didn't respond, something Joseph Shu usually looked forward to, but now hated beyond measure. He lifted Wen Cushing's too limp body into his arms and looked around Ghost Valley. It was truly for ghosts now. No life bloomed here anymore, just the restless souls of those Wen Cushing's plans had led to slaughter. Joseph Shu sighed and carried Wen Cushing away to be healed. His own life's new and unexpected spring would be meaningless without Wen Cushing at his side. 10. Wen Cushing watched Joseph Shu spin through the snow, robes opening up around him in a beautiful spray of color. The scars upon their chests didn't match, but they echoed each other, and they'd spent long nights relearning these bodies, prematurely reborn into second lives. He didn't know any love poems sufficient to describe what blossomed between them. And Wen Cushing looked forward to writing their own poems to fill that space as they wandered through the world, happy and free. And, most importantly, together. Ashu, he called, just to see Joseph Shu smile at him. Come here. He did. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. And happy EITBE, Marianas. Hopefully you enjoyed this. Thank you.